A reading from the prophet Isaiah. This is what Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, and we may walk in his paths. For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and impose terms on many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." The word of the Lord. Today, we begin the first weekday of Advent, a time of readings that encourage us to walk in the light of the Lord. How do we do this? The prophet Isaiah invites the people to climb the mountain of God, where God will instruct them in God's ways. We never really hear about God's instructions per se in this passage, but we do hear about the results. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. God's instructions result in peace. One nation shall not raise the sword against another. Often in our lives, we don't hear exactly the instruction that God gives us, or God doesn't give us instructions. I'm a Dominican Sister of Peace, and I saw this happen when we were merging and trying to decide what we should be called. The name, Dominican Sisters of Peace, seemed to come out of nowhere, but it has become a clear direction for our lives. We are to be peace-filled women and find ways to help others be that also. It has certainly influenced and changed my life. During this Advent, how is God instructing us to be men and women of peace? Are the swords of jealousy, anger, disappointment, discouragement getting in the way? Who are the people we are warring with? God doesn't provide us with specific instructions for laying down our swords or turning our spears into pruning hooks, into instruments of peace, but yet we know that is in fact what God wants. Can we trust God enough to be and be open enough to God's Spirit to follow God's desire without all the directions, without specific instructions? Challenging, maybe, but doable for sure. May this Advent, may you during this Advent, experience God's peace and show that peace with others by turning your swords into pruning hooks and into plowshares and your spears into pruning hooks.